Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. No More Assholes by dating coach Chantal Hyde is a contemporary self-help dating guide aimed primarily at women who feel stuck in painful, repetitive relationship patterns. Positioned within the dating and relationship genre, the book argues that many frustrations come from choosing partners who are emotionally unavailable, self-focused, or commitment-resistant, and from ignoring early warning signs. Hyde frames this as the difference between guys, described as short-term thinkers, and real men, described as generous, long-term thinkers. The core of the book is a structured seven-step method that moves from internal work to relational skills, including themes such as grounding, gaining clarity, overcoming fear, connecting, discovery, intimacy, and love. Alongside mindset and self-worth, the book emphasizes practical behaviors building a vetting process, setting boundaries, intimation, recognizing red flags early, and slowing down physical intimacy so character can be observed over time. The overall purpose is to help readers date more consciously and create a healthier path toward lasting partnership. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the guys versus real men distinction as a dating filter. A central idea in No More Assholes is the practical value of distinguishing between partners who are likely to waste your time and partners who are capable of a stable, respectful relationship. Hyde describes guys as people oriented toward short-term gratification and self-interest, while real men are oriented toward generosity, consistency, and long-term thinking. The point is not to create a moral ranking of gender, but to offer a quick lens for evaluating behavior in early dating. Instead of explaining away mixed signals, inconsistency, or disrespect, the reader is encouraged to treat those patterns as information. This framework supports a vetting mindset if someone wants the benefits of closeness without the responsibilities of care, reliability, and emotional accountability. That mismatch is identified early. The distinction also pushes readers to look beyond charm and chemistry and toward observable actions such as follow-through, empathy, and respect for boundaries. In that sense, the concept functions like a screening tool that helps readers stop negotiating with red flags. It also reinforces the theme that lasting love is built on character and emotional availability, not on hope that the right words or the right patience will transform an unsuitable partner. Secondly, the seven-step structure from grounding to love. Hyde organizes the book around a seven-step pathway that begins with the inner life and ends with the creation of lasting partnership. The steps are commonly presented as grounding, clarity, overcoming fear, connecting, discovery, intimacy, and love. The sequence matters because it treats dating as a process rather than a quick win. Grounding and clarity focus on stabilizing the self, understanding what you want, and identifying what has not worked in the past. Overcoming fear addresses the emotional blocks that can lead to chasing unavailable people, tolerating poor treatment, or rushing into false intimacy. The middle steps emphasize healthier engagement, connecting in authentic ways, and moving into discovery, where you observe how a person behaves across time and situations rather than relying on early intensity. Intimacy is treated as something earned through trust, consistency, and emotional safety, not something created by fast physical escalation. The final step, love, points to sustaining a relationship through skills and choices, not just feelings. Taken together, the structure gives readers a repeatable framework they can apply to dating decisions, pacing, and boundaries, while also encouraging growth that can carry into other parts of life such as work or family relationships. Thirdly, self-intimacy, self-love, and knowing your worth. Another major focus of the book is that relationship outcomes are strongly influenced by how a person treats herself. Hyde emphasizes self-intimacy and self-love as foundations for attracting and choosing healthier partners. In practice, this means becoming honest about needs, limits, and desires, and learning to honor them without guilt. When self-worth is low, it is easier to rationalize inconsistency, accept crumbs of attention, or remain in a connection that repeatedly hurts. By strengthening self-respect, the reader becomes less willing to bargain for basic kindness and more able to walk away from dynamics that feel demeaning or unstable. This internal work also supports clearer communication. Instead of trying to manage a partner through pleasing or over-explaining, the reader is encouraged to state what she wants and then watch whether actions align. The book also links self-love to emotional regulation being grounded, reduces impulsive decisions driven by anxiety, loneliness, or the desire to be chosen. Many readers describe the tone as direct and motivating, which fits this theme. The goal is not perfection or constant confidence, but a consistent commitment to personal standards. In that way, self-intimacy becomes both protection against toxic patterns and a magnet for partners who value mutual respect. Fourthly, vetting red flags. and the discipline to slow down, No More Assholes encourages readers to replace wishful thinking with observation and to use a vetting process that actually protects them. The book highlights the importance of recognizing red flags early before emotional investment makes it harder to leave, while the specifics vary by reader. The underlying principle is consistent: pay attention to patterns such as disrespect, unreliability, boundary pushing, or emotional unavailability, and treat them as meaningful data rather than challenges to overcome. A practical element many readers mention is slowing down the pace of physical intimacy so character can be assessed over time. This is not presented as a rule for moral reasons, but as a strategy to avoid confusing chemistry with compatibility. When the pace is slower, it is easier to see whether someone can communicate, show up consistently, and respect limits. The book also pushes against the idea that high intensity equals high potential. Instead, it favors stability, clarity, and follow-through. This topic connects to a broader lesson: dating is not only about being liked, it is also about evaluating fit. By promoting disciplined pacing and early discernment, the book aims to reduce cycles of heartbreak and help readers select partners who can build something real. Lastly, from healing to maintenance, getting over an ex, conflict skills, and sustaining love beyond early dating, the book addresses what happens after disappointment and what is required once a good relationship begins. Hyde includes guidance that speaks to common transition points, such as getting over an ex and regaining emotional stability after a painful dynamic. This matters because unresolved attachment can pull people back toward the very partners who cause harm or can distort future choices through fear and hypervigilance. The book also frames healthy love as something maintained through skills, including communication and conflict resolution. Rather than treating conflict as proof of incompatibility, it encourages learning how to navigate disagreements without losing self-respect or abandoning boundaries. The emphasis is consistent with the overall conscious dating theme. Long-term partnership depends on emotional maturity, accountability, and the ability to stay connected while being honest. This topic also reinforces that the goal is not simply to avoid bad partners, but to become capable of building and keeping a satisfying relationship once you meet the right person. By combining healing, discernment, and relationship maintenance, the book positions itself as more than a quick fix dating manual. It aims to support a durable shift in how the reader chooses, communicates, and partners, so that the final outcome is not just a new relationship, but a healthier relationship life. In conclusion, No More Assholes is best suited for single women who feel tired of repeating the same painful pattern, especially those who keep attracting emotionally unavailable or disrespectful partners and want a clearer process for choosing differently. It can also be useful for readers recovering from a toxic relationship who need structure to rebuild self-trust, stabilize emotions, and set stronger boundaries before dating again. The practical benefit is a repeatable framework. The 7-step sequence offers a roadmap that starts with inner grounding and moves toward vetting, connection, and lasting love, making the book feel actionable rather than purely inspirational. Intellectually, it encourages a behavioral view of dating instead of focusing on potential or chemistry alone. It trains attention on consistency, generosity, and long-term thinking. What helps it stand out within the crowded relationship category is the combination of blunt, no-nonsense language with an organized step system that connects personal development to dating strategy. Many dating books focus either on mindset or on tactics. Hyde attempts to integrate both, emphasizing self-intimacy and self-worth alongside pacing, red flag recognition, and communication. Readers who prefer a gentle tone may find the title and framing provocative, but those who want direct guidance and clear standards may find it empowering and clarifying for real-world decisions. If you would like to support Channel Hyde, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.